Okay. Today's daf is daf Samach Hei. Just one note on yesterday's daf, on Shabbos' daf, on Samach Dalet and Mabez. The Gemara brought up what we had earlier in the Masechta and Daf Zayin. The Gemara brought up Arba'a Chashuv and Kemes. Four people are considered as if they're not alive. Kemes. Ani Mitzora Sumen Mishain Lobanim. Just two thoughts on that. We mentioned then, about a month and a half ago, the idea of what's the connection between these four people, these four individuals. So we mentioned the idea of the Baalei Mussar that the mahus of a Jew is to be a giver, to be a nosein. That's the Sefer Chinuch discusses that in the mitzvah of Staka. The mitzvah of Staka is not just to give, but to become givers. And these four people have difficulty in giving. They can't give. An ani can't give. A mitzora is all by himself. He can't give. A suma, somebody's blind, always needs help. And mishein lobanim can't give the ultimate gift to their children. So that's the connection between Arba Chashav Kemes. And the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that we're Rachmanim by Shanim Gomel Chasadim. One of the definitions of a Jew is to be a Gomel Chasid. The other idea of Chaim Shmulevitz writes is that all these four people are considered separate somewhat. Part of being alive is being part of the Klal and part of the Am. While these four people are separate, an Ani is kind of separate from society. Mitzora obviously is Badav Yeshed. Asuman Mishain Lobanim, they're not fully integrated into the rest of society. So maybe that also is right, it loses some of their chiyus because they can't be part of the klal. Okay, two ideas there on Dalal Chashuv and Kemes. Now we continue. Daf Samachay Amud Aleph. First word, Tanya. Says the Gemara. Hamuder, we're in this little perek of Nolad. Two more days, and then we get on to the last couple of prakim. Again, as might have been mentioned yesterday, these last couple of prakim are not taught now the second half, really just the second in quantity, but in topic, the first part of the Masechta was about making the neder, and now we're talking about getting out of the neder. That's the rest of the Masechta. So says the Gemara, Tanya, Hamudra name chaveiro, ein matir in lo, ela b'fanav. Person makes a neder from their friend, meaning it's not just a neder that relates to me. It's not like I'm usher to eat potatoes. It's Amudan Namecha Veiro. There's another that has to do with my friend. Ein Matirin Lo Ela Bafanav. I'm only allowed to be Matir it if my friend is there as well. If I'm Mudra Hana, then I can't be Matir. There are different ways to interpret this line. Who is the Mudar and who is the Bafanav? We'll just go with one shot. So I need my friend there in order to be Matir it as well. The Ran quotes two different opinions here on top. How limited is this rule? Ikalamanda Amar, the run on top. Ikalamanda Amar, the dafka kishan neder l'tzorach chaveiro. Maybe the only time that the Gemara says limits it to needing your friend there is only when the neder was l'tzorach for the good of your friend. For the good of your friends, therefore, if you want to get out of it, so then you have to have your friend there. Kedeh the Moshe Elisha, as the Gemara is going to bring up in a minute, like Moshe Rabbeinu swore to Yisro that he won't go back to Mitzrayim unless he gets permission from Yisro, and therefore that was l'hana'aso of Yisro. That was for Yisro's hana. He's always going to have a son-in-law there. So that's the example where you need your friend there. Fourth line, Aval neder shenoder shalol l'tzorach chaveiro, but the Ran says, but a neder that it's not l'tzorach chaveiro, it's stam amadir enough from you. I don't want to get enough from you, period. So then matir and shalom afanav. You don't need your friend there. You don't need your friend there. Only l'tzorach chaveiro. And then the Ran quotes the other day, umistavra, maybe that is not limited, even shalom l'tzorach chaveiro. But the Ran says, what's the lumdus? What would be the svar behind it? It depends. On mil satalya, but by the pligi of Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has two different reasons. This was quoted a couple weeks ago back in the Ran as well. Two different reasons why you would have to do it b'fanav. But time of day matir lo el b'fanav. Number one, the ika manta amar hasam the time of the most of ibn abusha. Number one is because of embarrassment. Embarrassment. If your friend is there when you're being matir neder, so then you're really going to be truthful. Meaning you're embarrassed. This neder is for the good of your friend, and now you're getting out of it. You're going to tell the truth here. You're not going to make up some type of Pesach that you don't really feel. You're definitely going to tell the truth. So number one is Mabnei Abusha, because the embarrassment that you'll feel, and therefore, you will really tell the truth. So then, says the Ran, V'hai time elo shayach alak shaneder hayal hanaso. So that's, according to that day, that's why it would be limited to lahanaso. If you're just mudr hanah from your friend, it's not l'tovaso, so why should he have to be there or not? So but according to this first reason of Busha, he he would have to be there. But the second reason, skip a line, about the eighth skinny line now, miyu ika diyav taima hasamim nehachshad. The other reason is because of chshad. What does that mean? If you're mudir hanah from your friend, so your friend knows that you're not allowed to get any benefit from him, and tomorrow you come and you get benefit from him, so he's going to be choshed you. This guy's mudir hanah for me. I can't believe it. What is he doing? He's going to think badly of you. That's chshad. So according to that reason, so it doesn't make a difference what kind of nether it is. The whole issue is he's going to think badly of you. So there, that's so according to that reason, you would not have to, it would not be limited to Litzara Chavero. It would be across the board. No matter what type of nether, the issue of chshad exists. So that's two reasons, again, given in the Yerushalmi, why would you need Bafanav? Is it Mibnei Abusha or Mibnei Achshad? The Rad says the Nafkamina is it limited to Litzara Chavero or not? If it's Litzara Chavero, then if you hold Busha, it would be limited to Litzara Chavero. If the reason is Achshad, it wouldn't be limited. And then the Rad just quotes another Nafkamina, a few lines down, Vesuika, Benhani Trei Lishni. Another Nafkamina, says the Rad, would be, what if your friend finds out some other way? Let's say you send them a message that you were matzah the nether. So is that good enough? So according to the reason of chshad, it's good enough. He found out that there's no more nether, and therefore there's no reason that you don't have to do it in front of him. You can just let him know some other way, through a messenger. But if you say the reason is busha, again, it's per se, he has to be there because we want to make sure that you are telling the truth. So again, two reasons that the Rav quotes Peshen the Yerushalmi for this halacha of a fun of, and the two nafkaminas, based on those reasons, would be, is it limited to Litzara Chavero? And what if you let him know some other way? Okay, keep in mind the Rav Moshe that we have mentioned in the past, Rav Moshe's machalik between the two issues, Chshad and Maris Ayin. Chshad, Rav Moshe writes, is people are going to think that you're doing something wrong. Period. The Gemara says that in the olden days, they used to have, if you had two windows facing Rosh Hashanah, you had to put a menorah in each window facing Rosh Hashanah. Why? Chshad. People are going to think that you didn't light a menorah. They're going to think that you didn't light a menorah. So Bisman Hazeh, when we light inside, everybody knows that I must not see it. So we don't do that Bisman Hazeh, if we have three windows that face Rosh Hashanah. So that's a chshad. People are going to think that there's no such thing as Chanukah because they don't see a menorah in the window? No, it's chshad. They'll think that you're doing something wrong. Maris Ayin is a different idea. Maris Ayin is people will see you do something and then it'll be wrong, but they'll think, oh, I didn't know that's mutter. They'll see you go into a certain restaurant and they'll say, oh, so and so, he's a kosher person and he walked in there. Wow, I didn't know that was kosher, and that might lead them to do something wrong. So that's two different ideas: chshad versus Maris Ayin. Sometimes the poskim use them interchangeably, but Moshe thinks, at least in Lumdis, that's the difference between the two. So here it's a chshad issue. People are going to think that you're violating your nether. So, yeah.
Is that by both their opponents and their races, or is it
both of those?
By chshad.
By chshad, obviously, daraisas might be more of an issue.
Or maybe it's less because people
wouldn't suspect you but be violating a daraisas. Maybe you say more of a reason by a derabanan. Interesting. Right, the menorah is derabanan. Menorah is derabanan. You have to look at the research. You've got to do the research. Now, has chshad come up by da'araisis? You can say this far both ways. Okay. So, first line, if you're mudar enough from your friend, he has to be there. Minani Mili, what's the source of this? Amr of Nachman, Dichsiv, like we had yesterday. Well, we had a discussion of Moshe. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, b'midyon leich shuv mitzrayma. Hashem says, Moshe, go back to Mitzrayim. Why? Ki meisu kol anashim. Because all the people that wanted you killed, Chazal say, Dasan and Aviram, they have died. Kibesu kol anashim. Amar lo, and does it really mace, or only Nesh of Kibes, that was yesterday. Amar lo, and finishing the conversation, Hashem tells Moshe, B'midyon nadarta, lech v'hater nitrucha b'midyon. You took the nether in Midyon, so go be matur nether in Midyon. Dichsiv, where was the nether? So the Gemara here is interchanging Nedarim and Shvuas. It's really a Shvua that Moshe took, but the Gemara does not make that difference. Dichsiv, Vayoel Moshe. Right? Moshe swore, Ein Allah Ela Shvua. Vayoel, that Lashon of, Vayoel is a Lashon Shvua. Dichsiv, as it says, Yechezkel Vayave Oso Ba'Allah, as he brought him in with a curse, with a shvua, v'gab melech v'omer, v'gab melech v'chanetzar, mord asher ishbio belokim. Also, Tzidkiyo, who had sworn to Nebuchadnezzar, violated his shvua and rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, so you see, the Lashon Allah, meaning a shvua. Period. Let's stop there for a minute. So what exactly happened here? Go be matur your nether in Midyan. So who's being matur nether? Who's being matur Moshe Rabbeinu's nether in Midyan? So he's going back to do it in front of Yisro, but who's being matur nether? So look at the Mefarish on top. Mefarish on top, second line, Vater Refne Yisro, Shein Ratiru Lo Lodem El Bafanov, Vyisro Hidiru Lo Moshe, Shlosha Mitzrayim, Yisro was Madir Moshe not to go back to Mitzrayim, Mipne Osan Anashim Hamavakshim Lahargo, let's do our Girsa, the Omer Tap of Samachayim and Aleph, the Omar Rebbe, Talmud Chacham, Mefer La'atzmo. Says the Mefarish, so what was Hashem telling Moshe? Moshe, you can be matter your own nether. You can be matter your own nether. But you know what? You got to do it in front of Yisro. So you got to go back to Midian. Yisro's there. Then be matter your own nether. That's what the Mefarish says. Asks Rav Yaakov Emden in the Yavetz. Kedusha Yavetz right here on our daf. Nira be'enai zu ta'us. This is a mistake. I mean, not tamachacha mefer la'atzmo. Shelo nizkar zeh ela in yunidui shalatzmo. Where do we have this principle that you can do it yourself if you're a tamachacha? That's if you're in excommunication. If you're excommunicated, then you can get out of it yourself. The nidui shalatzmo, you can get out of yourself. Like we had earlier on Daf Zayin of Abayis. Avalob nedarim. In nedarim, what does it say? We're okay. Okay? What does it say in Maseches Negaim? Kol nedarim adar matar chutz minidrei atzmo. You don't want to be matar your own nether. You don't want to be matar your own negaim. Right? So what is the Mefarish talking about? Says the Yavetz. You can't do it yourself. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Doesn't sound like that. Rashi's quoting the regular principle. The Mefarish quoting the regular principle. Osa atzmo. Avalob nedarim shem Mefarish aninu. Kol shegein nether hatali b'das acherim. Matzah katayta t'lishri l'nafshei. Right, so he says, I don't understand this. He says, Ivra, you're right, I understand the Mefarish's problem. What was the Mefarish's problem? Yisro wasn't Jewish yet. So Ivra, Davikasha, Man Shari Leila Moshe, Bemidyon, Yisro Dailon is Gayer. I understand this problem, he can't give that answer. So the Yavetz gives a different answer. You know who is Matarit? Yisro. Ah, Yisro wasn't Jewish yet? It doesn't matter. If it's a nether that has to do with a guy, if the guy was Matar you in the first place, the guy can be Matar you. That's the chiddush of the Yavetz. V'lo milsehi, t'kai gavna, afilu ovid kochavim matir u'miyachel. T'masha asr alav ishbilu t'havasal anaso, ein sarach atara, etc. Miyachel shlo daito v'anaso nadar, yochel levatio, levatlo, loshna Yisrael, v'loshna ovid kochavim ze pashut. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the non-Jew, Yisro can be matir Moshe Rabbeinu's neder. And therefore, if you look, the Bach changes the girsa, ever so slightly. The Bach in Arma Farish, in Os Yud, he quotes, "Vemer gamliel talak chacham eino matir latzmo." He adds in that word "eino," so that's again he doesn't explain why, but that's could be rather problem of that Moshe Rabbeinu can't do it. That's only a halacha by nidui, not by neder. Yeah.
The whole masim matin that there was dealing with the fact that even though it's before matan Torah.
Right. What about before matan Torah? What about the whole halachas? Right, I could have given a shiur. We'll see at the end of this time. Get back to the almost keeper of the Torah before it was given. But yeah, we're learning halachas from before Matan Torah. The Yerushalmi says they made to be caught in Matan Torah. You can't learn from there. What nitna Torah is chash halacha, as we discussed in the past. You can't learn halachas. Maybe you can learn some are machali. Yosef Engel, I think, is machali between Musar and Midos versus halacha. You can learn derech eretz type of halachas before Matan Torah. For example, right, lo yasal kebim komeinu lateis habechira lefnei tzeira. Right, let's say you have to give the older daughter first, like those type of halachas. Zrisa makdim mitzvahs by Avram Avinu, but
all learned from
Moshe
about
Yom Moshe asking rishus, but this isn't just asking rishus. This is mamish hilchas hatar shadarim. Yeah. Right, even if the Avu, well, Avu's kept. If once Avram did it, ki yadate l'man shesav is one of his base of Acharav. Moshe grew up in Midian, but right, but I assume Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He didn't get the Mesorah. From, right, unclear, yeah.
Was it permission,
but he was madir him, you can't leave. So maybe it'll be like the next Mishnah, as we'll see. Something that's kinolad, but ain't a kinolad, as we'll get to in the next Mishnah. Either way, Machlokas, the Mefarish, and the Yavetz, who was matir neder here? Was it Moshe, or was it Yisro? Yeah.
One person could be
matir. One person, so Tamachachan La'atzmo. Once you get over the hump. I'm sorry? So if you could say one Talmud Chacham could do it, according to the Yavetz, one non-Jew could do it. Yisro was a Komer Lavod Zara. You know, he wasn't just a non-Jew. He was a serious one. Okay. So that is what the Gemara says. That's what we have fun of. You learn it out from Moshe Rabbeinu, and you learn it out from, as we'll see, the story from Tzidkiyo. But just a couple of minutes, let's spend on this pasuk the Gemara quotes, Kimesu Kol HaAnashim. Kimesu Kol HaAnashim, Hashem says, everybody dies, so you can go back to Mitzrayim. We mentioned, again, way back on Dav Zayin, the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma on this Pasuk in Shmos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yutes. Muchak, what does Hashem say? You have to go back to Bnei Yisrael because the people that were wanted to kill you have died. What if they hadn't died? So what if Dasan and Aviram had not died? So what's Hashem being mashma? That you wouldn't have to go back. But 1 minute. Klal Yisrael are in a vandai sakana. Klal Yisrael are having their babies thrown in the river. Klal Yisrael are being meshubed. Moshe Rabbeinu, who says Dasan and Aviram are going to find him? Who says they're going to kill him? This is a case of going into a suffix sakana in order to save your fellow Jew from a vadai sakana. Says the Meshech Chachma. You know what you see from the story in the Torah? This is the gauss of the Meshech Chachma, always finding halachas from the Pshuto Shel Mikra. This is the makar for what we paskin, that a Jew is not mechuyev to put himself into a suffix sakana in order to save their fellow Jew from a vadai sakana. Right? This is known as the Machlokas, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi writes, the Hagos Amonius quotes it, the Beis Yosef quotes it, that a person is mechuyev to mechuyev. Mechuyev. This is the issue of kidney transplants. Somebody wants to give. Somebody, Baruch Hashem, has two healthy kidneys. He wants to give one to his friend who needs a kidney, Rahman al-Islam. So it's putting himself, it's adding a risk to the person, to the donor, because who knows what's going to happen to his kidney in 10 years. Baruch Hashem, everything should be fine. But it's the operation itself is a suffix sakana. So there were the issues, suffix sakana. But my friend is in a vadai sakana. Do I have to? Can I? Am I allowed to? So the Yerushalmi says chayiv. Yerushalmi says chayiv. Chayiv adam likanes l'safik sakana kedei lahatzel chaveiro l'vadai sakana. That's the Yerushalmi. Where is it here? The sma in the second to last simin in all Shulchan Aruch. Tav chav vav in choshe mishpat. The sma points out that this is not found in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the tour, the Beis Yosef quotes it in his Beis Yosef, but he does not quote it in Shulchan Aruch. Nowhere is this quoted. Why? Says the Sma. Tav chav vav beis. Ubagos many of cuts of Yerushalmi, it's a chiyuv. V'nir shatam ubepnei shahalav vaday hu v'hu safek. What's the reason for Yerushalmi? Because this is a vaday sakana, this is a safek sakana. So you have a chiyuv. Abad gamze hishmitu hamachaber v'harama ubezei yishlomar. Why? Kivan shaposkim harif v'harama v'harash v'hatur lo hiviyu. V'shemach yishmitu. The Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Tur. Don't quote it. Don't quote it. They don't say why they don't quote it. They don't say why they don't quote it, but that is what the poskim say. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It must be the Bavli doesn't hold like it. So everybody tries to figure out, where is there a Gemara somewhere that says that the Gemara Nida they quote, Samach Aleph, that you don't have to be machnas yourself into a suffix sakana. So the Meshech Chachma says it's Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's our pasuk. Ki mesu kol anashim. If they hadn't been mesu, then you don't have to go back. That's the chiddush of the Meshech Chachma. Again, if you want more makoros on this, all the makoros, there's a tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer about kidney transplants in Chelek Tes Simen Mem He. Chelek Tes Simen Mem He. He goes through the whole sugya. If you ever want to give a shiur on it, he talks about the two aspects of the shayla. Number one, what about the suffik mitzad you? Number two, once you get over that suffik, the risk is low. Do you have a chiyuv to do it? So it's two aspects of the Shaila. It goes to the Yerushalmi, the Beis Yosef, and the Aruch HaShulchan. Again, a person can't go overboard. Meaning if it's a person's going to say, let's say a healthy person that, you know, doesn't want to give blood. Even giving blood is a tiny, tiny, tiny chance of a suffix. But a person, you have to have your eyes open. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, you can't be totally subjective. And if it's very easy for you to save yourself, you know, then it's, you have to make sure that you try to be honest. So, lishkol ha'inyan heitev im yeshbo savik sakana v'lo l'daktik biyoser koza sha'am r'sofer g'elam etzias. That's the lashon of the Pischei Tshuva and the Aruch HaShulchan. So one has to try to be objective. Yeah.
What about more basically, if God gives you a command to do something, so let's say they would have been alive, but you have Shem tells both.
Right, if they would have been alive, what about Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizokin? Shchei Chazek Hashayini.
Like when Hashem told Shmuel to anoint David,
right. Hashem tells him to anoint David, but that's why Hashem says to him to fake him, right? So to say you were bringing a carbon. Even Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ein sof kanal anes." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "You know, I know Shaul's going to want to kill you." So ein sof kanal anes. Oh, okay. Just two other points related to this, and then we will move on. That same Meshech Chachma continues and says, "This is the pshat." That you don't have to put yourself into a suffix sakana in cause of a vade sakana. This is the pshat of the Mishnah in Makkos. What Mishnah in Makkos? Somebody goes to an ear miklat. The Mishnah says that he does not allow to come out of that ear miklat, even if all of Klal Yisrael need him. Even if all Klal Yisrael is in danger, He's not allowed to come out of that ear miklat. And if he does, the Gol Adam is Potter. In a Yotzi lo le'edis Ishav, lo le'edis Mama, v'lo le'edis Nefashis. You're going to save somebody's life. So just have him protected. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, no. Afilu Yisrael Tzricham Lov, Afilu Sar Tzava, Yisrael Kiyob and Tzruya, Eino Yotzi Misham Le'olam. He doesn't go out. Doesn't go out. And then he quotes Ayin Ar Sameach. That's him. Because the Meshach Rambam says Ayin Ar Sameach. What does the Ar Sameach say? If you look in the Ar Sameach there, the Rambam adds on one line. The Rambam adds on one line to that Mishnah. It's the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach in Bishmiras HaNefesh, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes, if you go to an Ir Miklat, you're not allowed to go out. Afilu Lahatzel Nefesh Be'eduso. O Lahatzel Miyad Agayis. You know, they need people are getting drowning. You don't leave the Ir Miklat. That's the Halacha. Even if all Yisrael, all of the Bnei Yisrael need you. V'yoti Misham La'olam Ad Mos HaKohen HaGadol. V'im Yatsa Hiter Atzmo L'misa. And if you went out, expect to die. Hiter Atzmo L'misa. So that line is not in the... is not in the Mishnah. So Hiter Atzmo L'misa. So what is that line adding? So that's where the Ar Sameach comes in. What is that line adding? What is that line? Eating says the Meshech Chachma. Neged hateva elonu lahosif acharei mitzvahs yotzer hateva. This is what the Meshech Chachma writes elsewhere. Mitzvahs don't go against logic. Mitzvahs are never against your teva. V'hu omer ki im lo icham levav hagoel lahargo ein lo mishpam aves. The no goel adab is not going to be able to control himself. He's not going to be able to hold himself back. You're right, he took you out. But he's going to want to kill you, this relative. So don't put yourself into that position. You can't go out. Kiva shehutir damo l'goal adam, eno l'hachnas asmo, v'safik sakala. Kei nira. Says against that Yerushalmi. But that's what the Meshech Chachma says, that mitzvahs are never against logic, and therefore, if you're going to put yourself into a situation where the goal adam will not be able to control himself, it must be that you're not allowed to go out. That's what the Meshech Chachma says here. So this relates to similar, he says this elsewhere. What else does he say this? What else does the Meshech Chachma say that mitzvahs are logical, and let's say, let me just add, then you'll get it. Mitzvahs are logical, and mitzvah, we talk about it, but he also says logical, and don't go against what you would have thought, and they're not painful. They're not painful, not by Mila, Mila you have to do. By Puruvim. By Puruvim. The Meshech Chachma, we mentioned many times, the Meshech Chachma, he doesn't cross-reference it, but it's the same idea. Meshech Chachma in Parshas Noach. Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, Lo Rachoku Lomar. It's not far off to say. Why are women putter from the mitzvah Puruvu? Because of Rechad Dachinoam. And v'lo amsa al ha-yisraeli ma-she'ein bi-yecholus ha-guf l'kabel. Hashem wouldn't command something that's so against nature. So painful. What mitzvahs are painful? Okay, bris milah is a separate issue. Separate type of mitzvah. But puravu, and that's why women do not have a chiv in puravu, and that's why there's only a mitzvah to fast one day a year. And it's for our benefit, to do tshuva. The other fast days are all drabanan. Midah raisa, it's only Yom Kippur. And that's why we're not supposed to be monks, we're supposed to be involved in the world, and there's a sakana bi'ibur of a leida. So that fits in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do this. He continues and says that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a motherly instinct to want to have children, to balance out the fact that he's not mechuyev. So to balance it out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that into nature. So again, that mitzvahs are beautiful, not meant to hurt people, not to go against logic. So we have a few of them. Put it on the list. We have this Rambam Menilchas Rotzeach. That's why the person who killed Bashogi cannot leave the Ir Miklat. We have this Meshech Chachma by Puravu. We have Tosfos Daf Beis and Maseches Yavamis. You remember that? That if there's a very young Yavam, and we're not going to make the Yavam, in certain cases, wait 20 years until he gets older. We have the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel. What's a hadas? The Gemara says, maybe it means this. No, it can't mean this, because this has thorns in it. You're going to hurt yourself every time you pick up the hadas. And Drecher Dachinoam. It can't be that's the Torah wants you to bloody your hands every time you pick up a hadas. Again, these are all examples of Drecher Dachinoam. And one more, and then we'll go on. The Radvaz. There's a Radvaz. The Radvaz writes, in Tshuvas Elef Nunbeis, is one obligated to give a limb of theirs to save their friend, to save their friend's life? The case is, Sha'alta mimeni, you asked me, I don't know if this happened, you asked me, Al-Mashir Ra'isa Kasuf, I saw it seen, Im Amar HaShilton Li-Yisrael, Hanachli L'Katzeis Ever Echad She'incha Meis Mimenu, let me cut off a finger of yours or I'm going to kill your friend. You make the call. You're the rabbi. Right? Let me cut off your finger or I'm going to kill your friend. So we know you have to give your life for your friend. Right, Yehari Vayav doesn't apply to the big three. Okay, I'm sorry, you can't. You can't kill your friend. You have to let yourself again. So, what about this case? What do you say? So, the Radvaz, for a number of reasons, says it's a midas chasidus if you want, but it's not obligated. It's not mechuyev. Zumi the chassidus of adin leishuva. Number one, who says this isn't zakanus safashis? He says, I've seen tiny little cuts that people died from. Ra'isi echad shemeis ayidei shesartu es ozno. Sritas dako. Somebody got a cut in their ear, Rachman al-Islan, and they died. Ve'en lecha ba'adam eiver kalka ozen. There's no other the thing you would have thought is not connected. So number one, you can't say there's no sakana involved. There's sakana in every little thing. Number one. Number two, he quotes others. He says, even where it says in the Torah, petza tachas patza. That's not literal, that means money. And then he quotes, Derachei HaDarchei Noam. It can't be that the Torah would make you have to do this. You want to do it, midas chasidus. But it's not obligatory. If it's real suffix that are the fashas, hareza chasid shote. The sveika didei adif mechvadai dechavre. So this is another example of derechecha darchei noam. Okay, this is all based on the meshachachma, on this pasuk of the people have died that are mevakish your nefesh. Yeah, this is where most of the action is on the dafs, don't worry. Yeah.
Esha sifas
tor, what about Esha sifas tor? Dibra tor can I get yetzahara? So is that Rechecha Darchei Noam? Again, that is a unique case, right? That's what the Bali Musar say. That what's the raya? That every other avera and situation in the world, it must be that you can't control yourself. If the Torah goes out of its way to say specifically here, I'll give you a heter, and there's no other heter, it must be that it's the only one. It must be that this is the only one. Okay. Machlokas, we've shown him whether the bee is on the battlefield or not. So again, that's a separate issue. Okay, let's go weiter. So what did the Gemara say? Tzidkiyahu took a shvua to Nebuchadnezzar, and he rebelled. So the Gemara brought that in to show that the word Allah means shvua. Maimar do say, where did Tzidkiyahu, when did he rebel against Nebuchadnezzar? So, Ashkei Tzidkiyahu Nebuchadnezzar, Tzahavi ka'ochel arnevachaya. Tzidkiyahu once saw Nebuchadnezzar eating a live rabbit. He was eating a live rabbit. Amar Leis, so that must have been very embarrassing. We'll get to the Ben Yoyada in a minute. First, we're going to read the story. Amar Leis, Shtavali Zvo Maglisi Lavai. Nebuchadnezzar says, swear to me that you're never going to tell anybody about this. It's very embarrassing to me. Velo Tefik Milsa, and you won't be mafik it. Shtavos, okay, he swore. Lesof Havikam Itzdar Tzidkiyo Pekufe. Tzidkiyo was pained that he couldn't reveal this amazing secret that he had. It was such a great story. He had to break the story. He became sick because he couldn't tell anybody. So he was matur neder. He went to the chachamim and said that I got to get out of the shvua, and he said it for Amar. So he told everybody. So it became public. Shama Nebuchadnezzar to come avazin leis. He heard Nebuchadnezzar all of a sudden heard everybody. He read the papers in an unclaimed, unquoted source. Right, a source that asked to be named nameless. You know, told us that Nebuchadnezzar ate live rabbits. So Shalach Vaisi Sanhedrin B'Sidkiyo. He brought the Sanhedrin and he brought Sidkiyahu. Osek B'Mitzvah. Amar Lohun. Chazesun Maikav Sidkiyo. So Nebuchadnezzar tells the Sanhedrin. You see what Sidkiyo did? You see what he did to me? Lav Hachi Yishtava B'Shma D'Shmai D'Lo Maglina. Didn't he swear B'Shem Hashem that he was not going to reveal it? Amar Lei Yitzhali HaShvuasa. So Sidkiyo says, hey, I was Matur the Shvua. Amar Lei Mishla HaShvuasa. So Nebuchadnezzar turns to the rabbis. Will you Matur his nether? Amar Lei In. Yeah, we were. Amar Lahu, Bafanav Afilu Shlo Bafanav. Can I ask you something? Is the halacha that if the nether has to do for the good of somebody else, are you allowed to be matu that not in front of the person, as we had on the beginning of the daf? So Amar Le Bafanav. Oh, of course, you need the other person there. So Amar Lahu Batun Maya Vidatun. My time alone, I'm reading Zikiyo. So you made a mistake, rabbis. I wasn't there. How could you have been matu nether? They have no answer. Miyad, Yeshu La'aretz, they went down to the floor. Yid Muzikne Basiyon, they sat on the floor. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shashamtu Karim Mitachtehem. So they sat on the floor, and this obviously did not put them on the good side of Nebuchadnezzar. So the Ron asks, two issues the Ron brings up. Number one, this halacha of doing it b'fanav, is that a halacha li'ikuva? Like we had it on top. In Ratim Lo b'fanav. What if you do Shalom b'fanav? Does it work? Does it work? What impression do you get from the story? What impression do you get from the story? The Ron has a machlokas, two deyas. What raya is there from this story? Does it work b'diavad or not? So on the one hand, why is Nebuchadnezzar so upset? Why is he so upset? Why is it must have worked with the Evid. That's what the look at the last skinny line of the Ran, Vahakanami. Midasharles and Hedgel said Kyo. If they were matured, it must have worked. Vila Filip the Evid no mutar, Hechu Havi Sharla said Kyo, the Galuya Milsa, Masha the Evid Shari. So the first day of the Ran is that it must work with the Evid. Second day is that maybe look at the fourth Y line of the Ran, Vyachirim Amru Sha'ene Lurayas. Do the old Mafilu the Evid Ainu Mutter. Shari Kasif Savach Bizikyo Umanish Mudavar. Sikyo got punished for this. So it must be that he did something wrong. So either way, Samachlokes, whether it Vhekasiv Arrived, whether it would work, Shalobafan. Number one. Number two, the other question on the story is fine but the Evid would work, but how do they do it Lakhila? If it's against Halacha, how do they do it Lakhila? How would they matter neither Shlob Befnei Nebuchadnezzar? So that's the Ran, on the second wide line of the Ran. V'hechi Sharlei the Sanhedrin said, yo, how they do it? How they allow it? Ika Lameimar, so what's the answer? To Ludvar Mitzvah Matirin. Maybe Ludvar Mitzvah it's allowed. What's the Mitzvah here? The Mitzvah is that Sidkiyo was so sick that he couldn't fulfill his obligations to Klal Yisrael. That's the Dvar Mitzvah. V'tzikiyo ha'eva mitzvah b'yoser, k'shelo haya yochel l'galos, u'mizbatel ha'idekach mimlech ha'shamayim. V'gam mitzvah ha'melech. That's the Dvar Mitzvah here. That Tzikiyo couldn't do his job as king of Israel. That's enough of a Dvar Mitzvah that the Sanhedrin was allowed to go against the halacha l'chachila, to be matur neder, shelo b'fnei Nebuchadnezzar. We mentioned in the past, right, maybe they could have, interesting, amazing connection. Right? We discussed in the past a couple of years ago, there's a concept called Ziyaf HaTorah. The Gemara in Baba Kama discusses when the certain two non-Jewish officers sent the came to study the Torah, and they learned B'chavrusa with the rabbis, and at the end of the time, they said, we understand everything in this in the Torah, except for the halacha of Shor Shenagah. Right, if a non-Jewishly owned ox kills a Jewishly owned ox, chayiv. The opposite putter, that halacha is biased. So ask Tosfos, why didn't they just lie? Why didn't they just lie? Ask Tosfos. That's first of all two problems that Tosfos with the story. How can you teach Torah to non-Jews? Number one, Tosfos asks Hakonis Lefashos. So then Tosfos asks, how could you? Why didn't they just fake that halacha? They're putting the whole Jewish people in danger. So what's the answer? The Marshal says, Tosfos doesn't say, Sakharas HaFashas is Mutter. The Marshal on that Gemara in Baba Kama says, because that's a Ziyaf HaTorah. Making the Torah appear as if something that it's not, that's Yehari Val Yavar. That's a Ziyaf HaTorah. That's a forgery of the Torah. That's the Yesod of the Marshal there in Masechet Baba Kama. So Yisrael says here too, that's exactly the pshat here. Why didn't they just make it up? They said, yeah, even Shlomo Fanav is good. They got themselves into trouble with Nebuchadnezzar. What did they get into trouble for? The answer is it's a Ziyaf HaTorah. You have to add this to the list. Add it to the list. And that's also why the same thing we said pshat in the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Right? What they say, we can't kill Bar Kamsa because people are going to say that if somebody brings a Baal Mum to the Beis HaMikdash, then they get killed. We can't offer it in the Mizbeach because you can't offer a Baal Mum. Why can't you just do it? You're going to bring the Churban HaBayis. The answer is it's a Ziyaf HaTorah. If we're falsifying, presenting the Torah as is something that it's not, that's Yehari Val Yavar. Otherwise to that, but excellent, that's the, that could be added to this, to this story. Okay. Two other points. First, a agadic and then a halachic. Ask the Ben Yehoyada. He goes to Medrash. I don't know where this Medrash is. There's a Medrash that says that Nebuchadnezzar, every day, he was a cannibal. And every day he ate a little bit from the previous king. That's what it says in the Medrash. He says, Lom hikmin Nebuchadnezzar ha-rasha al-zilzul kovish, shaylo v'davar zeh. What was he so embarrassed about eating a rabbit? He ate the king. Right, Shagila Allah Ochala Anevasakaya. In Mishosh Nira Kahzarius, it looks like brazenness. Hine Huhoya Ochalahedya call Yomi Bisar Chira Melach Sur. Acharesha Harido, Shechodik Bibsar Baodukai, Umatavlo Bamelach Vaochlo. He takes a bite of salt every day. So what's he so embarrassed about eating a rabbit? So says the Ben Yoyada, no. Vyesh Lomar, to call Akzarius Shaoset Bataras Dinu Mishpat, Liatar Aposha Main Zilzolo. He's not embarrassed if he's doing something that he's supposed to show his greatness as a king. To show his might. He says, oh, I'm eating the previous king. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's me. That's the king. That's the greatness. Stop eating a poor old rabbit. pearled rabbit. That's just disgusting. That's not part of the malchus. So that's what he's embarrassed about. Eating the king? Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to sew yours, put the stomp on his head. So he says, Ki omer lo kach roi lemelech shekamosa. What a great king. He's showing his power. Lahatel ema gedola ala poshim. Nobody's going to start up with me. Ach bedover zeh she'ein bo dinu mishpat. V'os a stomach zorius labale chayim lecho psaram. Ein lo hanam izeh. That's terrible. People are going to, that's bad PR. That's bad PR. Says Nebuchadnezzar. That I don't want that to be let out. That's the Ben Yoyada right here. That's the Dvar Agada. And the Dvar Halacha asks the Ritva, not in our Ritva, we only have it in here in the Shidim Kubatzes. The Halacha is that, as we know in, we say it in Kol Nidra, in Hataras Adarim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say, Duna Rabosai. What's the Halacha by Hataras Adarim? What do you really have to do? You have to be Mefari your Neder. But we say there are too many, EF Shalafartam. Right, the exact Lashon. So, to be Mefari Neder, you have to be Mefari the Neder. So, didn't they say, ask the Ritva here? So, Tzidkiyo al karchem piyudas and edelafes anhejim kondom shiatirulo. So, didn't he tell them already before, didn't he have to tell the Rabbanan before they were maturit what the nether was? So, didn't he already violate the nether before they were maturit? Didn't he have to tell them the specifics? He had to tell them, I made a nether to Nebuchadnezzar and was eating the live rabbit. So, how did it work? He must have been mefarated, asked the Ritva, before they were maturit. So, two answers. He left out one little detail. Either he said, oh, I made a nether to Nebuchadnezzar about something, and he said, I'm not allowed to say it over, A. Or, I made a nether to somebody who eats live rabbits, and I can't say it over. So they left out one little detail, either the act or the name. And that's enough of a pirut ha-nether, says the Ritva. And then afterwards, he finished the story. That's the Ritva's suggestion here quoted in the Chidim Kubetzes. Okay. Let's continue now. Says the Mishnah. That's the Agada for the day.
Mm-hmm. So why did he spread it?
Even if they didn't spread it, these things spread. You got a great story like that about Nebuchadnezzar. You know, it's going to spread. You know, we don't have to look so far. Just look in today's the papers these days.
National security.
Okay, they didn't like Nebuchadnezzar. Right? They didn't like it. I mean, if there's a newspaper that has a certain political bent, they will publicize stories, even if they're not so sure about it, if they're, right? That's the way of the world. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer. So remember the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah, beginning of the parak yesterday, that Menachem learned with you, said that there's a machlokas about Nolad. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're allowed to be poseach ben Nolad. And the Chum say, no, the Chum say, you cannot be poseach ben Nolad. If somebody's going to die, right, if you would have known that they would die, they would become a sofer. So that, well, the dying we'll get to today. If they'll become a sofer, if they're going to make a wedding, those are the cases of Nolad, that is a machlokas. Rabbi Meir says, though, Yeshvarim shehen kenolad ve'ena kenolad. There are some cases that are a little bit like a Nolad case, like a new thing happening, but they're not really like Nolad. And what's the girsa here? Our girsa is ve'ein chachamim modim lo, but the girsa on the side, which we're going to go with, is v'chachamim modim lo. They do agree with him. Kate said, what's the case? Omar konam sh'ani eni no says ponishav yara. I will never marry that woman because her father's a Rasha. Amru lo mason, they say that he died. Oshasa tshuva, or he did tshuva. So that's less of an olad case, says the Rabbi Meir, because the Ran is going to say, it's not so uncommon that people die and that people do tshuva. People becoming a sofer, people changing profession, is much less common than these other actions about doing tshuva or people dying. Or, I am never walking into that house because there's a rabid dog in there. Or there's a snake in there. So I will never walk into that house. Amr lo, and he finds out, Mesa Kelev, the dog died. Oshinera ganachash, or the snake was killed. So those cases, harein kenolav, ein kenolad, v'chachamim modim lo. So those are cases not really nolad, even though they look a little bit like nolad. The chachamim would agree there that you're allowed to be poseach with those nolad cases, because that's not so uncommon. That wasn't totally out of the person's das. Oh, Tosfos Yontov just points out the ha'ara. Why did it say by the dog died and the snake was killed? Why don't you just say the same thing? They both died. They both was killed. So it says the Tosfos Yontov, normally dogs aren't killed. Dogs die. Snakes people kill. People don't want to be around snakes. That's why Narag, because you know, somebody had probably killed the snake, while the dog died. The Rishash quotes that Tosfos Yontov here on the Mishnah and says maybe this is a raya to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva writes in the first parak of Sanhedrin that a snake you don't have to bring to a Beis Din. Call a kodim laharcha zacha. That's a snake is mu'ad la'olam, and just get rid of the snake. So that's the allusion here. You see a snake? Neharag. It's going to be killed. So that's the difference in lashon between neharag and mace. Gemara, kodim she'eni v'fulu, mace noladu. What do you mean? If somebody dying, isn't that nolad? What do you mean? It's only kin nolad. Isn't somebody dying? Isn't that a case of nolad? So the Gemara answers no. Two answers. Amar Afuna, number one, Naase Ketola Nizra Bedavar. No, our Mishnah, it's as if you made a t'nai here. You didn't say explicitly that I'm not going to go in on condition because you just stated a fact. I'm not going into that house. I'm not going to marry you, right? Your father's a Rasha. You didn't say it's on condition, but it's as if you did. Ketola Davar Nizra Bedavar. That's why these cases are different. And therefore what? Machlokas we shown him. And therefore, does it even need a She'elas Chacham? Does it even need it? The Ran here says it doesn't even need She'elas Chacham. Because it's as if it's a condition. And once the condition is not fulfilled, then forget it. You don't need it anymore. That's what the Ran says. The Rush here says no. You still, the Rush on the second wide line, no, it's not a full condition. It's not a Tanai Gamor, says the Rush on the second wide line, Sarech Hatara. You still need Hatara Sedarim. But either way, it's the machlokas, the Ran and the Rush, whether you need she'elas chacham, but it's as if it is a you made a condition. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. What's the case here? Why isn't it nolad? Kvar meis v'karas etshuva kamrilei. They tell him when you made the neder, he was already dead. He had already done shuva, meaning the whole thing was a mistake. The whole thing was toast. I'm making a neder, but it's under false pretenses. So therefore, that's why it is different. So two deus. Either it's because, why is our Mishnah different? Either it's as if it's a condition, or it was just a neder bitos. Continues the Gemara, Masiv Rebbe Abba, Amid Beis. The next Mishnah, tomorrow's Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Konim sheini nosi laplonis ke'ura v'harihina. I will never marry, I promise I will never marry so-and-so. The ugly woman in my eyes, and really she's beautiful. Harina, shachara v'hari lavana, because she is shachora, and really she's lavana, really she's white. Kitzar v'hari hi arucha, she's very short, and I want a tall woman, and she ends up being tall. In all those cases, the Mishnah says mutter ba, mutter. The nether is not chal. Lo mitbe shachora v'nasas na'a, shachara v'nasas lavana, kitzar v'nasas arucha. Not because she changed, not because she became something she wasn't. Elasha nether tos. Why in that case is it mutter? Because the whole nether was a mistake. That's the Mishnah that we're going to have by the Shema tomorrow's daf. So the Gemara says, Bish l'mol Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, the first pshat of our Mishnah, Da Amar Nasa Katola Nidra Badavar, who explained why does our Mishnah work about the case of the house with the dogs and the snake. That's a case of, it's as if there was a condition made. So then you understand the difference between our Mishnah and the next Mishnah. Tana Tola Nidra Badavar, Batana Nedra Tos. Our Mishnah is a case of you made a condition, and the next Mishnah is about you made a mistake. So you understand why you need the two Mishnahs. Elo l'Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Kfar Meis v'Kfar Asat Shuva l'Amalei l'Mistei Trei Zimni Nedri Tos. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says our Mishnah also is about a mistake, he had already died. So then, what's the difference between the two Mishnayos? Both Mishnayos are mistake Mishnayos. So Kasha, we don't exactly know what the how to answer why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would need both Mishnayos. Okay, period. The Ran here and the Rashba discuss. How do you know if one of them is if one of these Mishnayos is a Toas Mishnah and one of them is a Ketola Nidra Badavar, why is it that the Gemara assumes that the first Mishnah is as if it's a condition was made and the second Mishnah was that a mistake was made? So the Ran quotes the Rashba, people or even animals sometimes die and do tshuva. That's more natural to assume something will change. So that's why the first Mishnah we assume is like a condition that the thing's changed. People who are short or ugly or shechora, black, they don't usually change. So therefore, that's why the Gemara assumes that the next Mishnah is a Toas Mishnah, while the previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah, is a Tola. It says, Avakura lachzer no v'shkara tachzer levana ino matsui. It's not usual. Even though he notes in the seif of that Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel says it does happen. That, all of Bnei Yisrael are beautiful. It's just that the Anius makes them not look beautiful. That's going to be what happened tomorrow in Rabbi Shmuel Shita. But either way, that's the Rashba here quoted in the Ran. That's why the first Mishnah is assumed to be a Tola Nidra Badavar, and the second Mishnah is a Tos. Yeah.
They're all subjective things.
They're all subjective, correct? They're all subjective. No, not... No, well,
short.
Okay. Well, that's subjective. It depends how tall you are.
Right.
Right, right. Depends. That's why the right. If somebody says, "Oh, he's a rich guy," you have to know
right.
who's talking.
Right.
Right. It's like Beishamai Kala Kamoshahi. Right. Is there some objectivity? Is there some objectivity? Kala Kamoshahi. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Weiter. Says the next Mishnah. The Odam Rabbi Meir Poschalom and Akosav Shabbat Torah. Meir also says you're allowed to use a Pesach based on what it says in the Torah. But Omrim Lo. Either was it Yisi Yodesh at Over Alosikim Alositzer Alosisa Zochicha Bavavecha. If you would have known that you would violate all these averis by making your neder, would you have done it? Right? Don't take revenge. Don't hate your friend. Or that he's poor and you can't give him staka. Amar. So if he answers, I wouldn't have made such a neder. I never knew there was such a thing called v'hafla recha kamocha. Right? Amazing. So hareza mutter. Right? Then it's okay. Then it'll be mutter. You're allowed to do that. Ask the Ron 1 minute. Who remembers the Gemara we had back on Daf Chav Beis? Chav Beis and Aleph, we had a Gemara that says, you're not allowed to use scare tactics. You're not allowed to say, do you know that Hashem's going to take you, everybody's going to have to get a din of Cheshbin and Shamayim after Mea V'esrim? The Gemara says, you're not allowed to scare the guy on Daf Chav Beis. So aren't you scared? Like you're using Ruchnius type of, trying to convince him. Right? You're not allowed to start Yesh Shote Bimat Keros. You're going to get arrows in you and sores. You're not allowed to do that. You're going to go to Russia. Reb Nasa says you're as if you're building a bama. You're not allowed to use all those scare tactics. So why here is a mutter? I lo sisna. So says the Ron, two answers. Ron gives one answer. No, those are real scary. That's real scary things. You're going to get swords in you is different than you're violating lo sikum lo sitor. So you're not allowed to really scare the guy because then we would think he's just saying it. He doesn't really mean it. But saying you're violating a certain mitzvah, that you're allowed to do. That's the Ron's answer. The Ritva has a different answer. You're allowed, what did we say earlier? You're not allowed to give general scare tactics. Here specifically about this neder. This neder. Right? It's not a general point. So the Ron, Hanacho dehanu le'el davi isur detali b'nidra gufa. Nedarim in general, you're not allowed to scare about. I don't say the scary stuff about Nedarim in general. But here, these are specifically about the Guf of the Neder. The Guf of the Neder, right? You can't give him staka, you can't do this, can't do that. So that's allowed. That's allowed. General versus specific. Not very scary versus not so scary. Right? Those are the two answers, the Ron and the Ritva. Okay. Says the Gemara. Why can he use this heter of, if I would have known that I can't give him staka, so then I would never made the neder. What do you mean? Why can't he say, do all poor people fall on me? I'll just give money to the staka box. That's not considered giving it to him. Why do we have to say that? He has to be matur neder, based on it. He'll give money to the gabbai staka, and the gabbai staka will give it out. So I'm Amar Lei, no, Ani Omer, Klanofa Lei Nonofo Lidei Gabbai Tchila. Sometimes, before the gabbai staka gets around to give it out, he's going to come straight to me. So if he's going to come straight to me, so that's why I have to be matur the neder. Okay, says the Mishnah. Poschin la'adam b'ksubas ishto. You're allowed to have a Pesach based on a man's ksuba. Like, for example, a man is madir hana from his wife, meaning he wants to divorce her, but he had forgotten that he wrote her a ksuba for 400 dinarim. Akiva says, okay, give the ksuba. My father left us 800 dinarim. Not alachi dalameas. My brother got 400. Vani dalameas, and I got 400. I guess there was no bechor. Lo daish atitol he masai vani masai. So shouldn't she just give her 200? I'm going to give her more than I have. So only Rabbi Kiva taflok afila atomocher seir roshcha. Even if you have to sell your own hair, atanotzin lo ksubasa, you have to give her the ksuba. My father, Rabbi Kiva, the man says ilo haisi yodeshu ukein lo haisi no der. Right, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have made the net there. Vihitiru Rabbi Akiva. So that's what you see. They stayed wonderfully married. Right, yeah.
Is that a Pesach or
is that Charata? It's a Pesach. Right, he meaning he knew about it and he had forgotten. Right, so Poschen, right? It's interesting. Is that Charata? Well, sometimes there's a blurry line between Pesach and Charata. Every Pesach is, if I would have known, I wouldn't have done it. Every Pesach. Maybe it relates in Lomdis to when the Chiv of Ksuba kicks in. We mentioned from Reb Chaim, Ksuba is a chiyuv lachov. So maybe it relates to that. Says the Gemara, mitaltali mimishtadi l'ksuba. What do you mean, sell it yet, even if you have to sell the hair? What do you mean? Are mitaltalin mishuba to the ksuba? I'm sorry, even before that. What do you, he has to sell everything? He got everything? So Amar Abaya, karka shava ches meos dinar. No, he got 800 from, that was land. You're right, so, because we know, only karka is mishuba to the ksuba. Midina to Gemara. Vaktani seya rosha vaseya rosha mitaltali who? Aye, his hair is metaltalin. What do you mean? To sell your hair? Isn't that metaltalin? The Mefarish says, "Kol ha'omid ligzos kagazes dami." Based on that principle, right? Anything that is supposed to be cut off is kagazes. That's the fifth to last Mefarish on the page. And the Rosh says, it obviously, he just says the same thing, but he just adds in one line. Obviously, this is only talking about the hair that is kol ha'omid ligzos, not all your hair. If you need a haircut, that is kol ha'omid ligzos kagazes dami. If you just got a haircut and you have very little, that's not kol ha'omid ligzos. So either way, so hair is also metaltolin. So hachi kamar. No, this is what Rabbi Akiva meant to say. Afilu atom ocher seyar rosh chava ochel. No, even if you have to sell all your karka, and therefore all you're left with is your hair, which you're going to have to sell to eat. So that's what he means. You're right, the hair is not meshubah to the ksuba. Says the Gemara, Shmas mina ein mesajin lebal chov. Is this to tell me, is this Gemara taking a stand on a machlokas in Bel Metzia, whether we're mesadir lebal chov? The halacha is that if somebody hardly has enough money to pay back his loans, we try to come up with a payment schedule for him. We try to say, you know, you'll be able to keep your basic needs, and then, you know, we'll work out we'll refinance your loans and to come up with a payment schedule. So, misogyny or amisogyny. So, does this prove amisogyny? Because Rabbi Akiva is saying he's got to sell his hair, meaning he's not going to leave him with anything. So, Rabbi Akiva is stuck, no. Lomer she'im karen shtark supa. No, really, Rabbi Akiva told him, you can be misogyny. But let's say you don't want to. Let's say you want to go lefnim ishuris adin. You want to go above, beyond the letter of the law, and you want to pay everything right now. But you're still going to have some left. So Rabbi Akiva says, don't think because you're going lefnim ishuris adin that you're not going to have to pay what you still owe. Whenever you get money, we're not going to rip up this ksuba. We're going to save the balance until you get money, and in that way, you'll have to pay the ksuba. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we get to the story of Bava ben Buta. Bava ben Buta. Tomorrow's daf. Be'ez Hashem. Is there a sponsor for the week today? No. Today's year, I'm going to sponsor honor my parents on their 49th anniversary. So today. So, Be'ez Hashem. So, I'll sponsor today's daf.